Tonight is the night of Haschalos. Tonight is the night, remember the time that we saw a very significant, extraordinarily significant step in HaKadosh Baruch Hu unfolding the Geula for us. There are so many Nekoros that indicate that the Geula might be a process. It's a Gemara in the Sanhedrin Sadiches. It's our Chaim based on Pesukim and Balak. Rabbi Mendel pointed out to me this past Shabbos, that's the Mitziv writes, Veshavik in the Pasuk in Mitzav, Veshavik Yibetzcha, that the Torah is telling us that there may well be steps in the process of Lula, famous the comment of Ibn Yerushalmi, Kachi Gula Asun Shishvala Kima Kima, and 75 years ago, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us an extraordinary step. The truth is in the Kol HaTorah, which is a sefer by one of the by several of the Talmidei Hagra, the brothers from Shklov. Yeah, they write. It goes back well more than a century, probably close to two centuries ago. They write that the 20th of the Omer is a very significant day in the process of Geula, a Pikabal beyond my ken. They talk about historically, hey, we are in 1812. This goes back 211 years, I think it is, was when the Talmidei Hagra laid the foundation, both figuratively and literally, for the Yishuv Hayashan Yerushalayim. That is, I believe, when they laid the foundation for Beis Medrash Aliyah, which obviously named Baal Shem Hagra. And they saw that as a significant step at the beginning of the Kiyum of various Nevuos, and certainly of the last 100 or so years of Zoche, to watch the unfolding of many, many, countless Nevuos. I can only imagine. Sometimes think about that. I got it at the end of Makos. I would say only three-quarters joking there, that Klal Yisrael has developed a minute to Chazer, the last Agadot in Makos and Erev Pesach. It's a very Geula-appropriate Agadah. But the Gemara speaks of Rabbi Kiva and his Chaverim walking by Harabayas, and they see the terrible Churban, and then they see foxes running around Harabayas, and they're on this, literally they see the words of the Navi Shul and Hilchuba, and they're all distraught, except for Rabbi Kiva, who is strangely happy. And they can't make heads or tails of it. Why are you happy? They say, why are you crying? Why are you crying? What do you see? Terrible Churban. He says, like, kach ani mitzachik. That's exactly what makes me happy. How so? Because he says, I think the easy way to understand the Gemara, he says, I always believed in the words of the Nevi'im, but when you see the even a negative Nevuah, the Moe Nayim, tangibly, so it's easier to conjure up in one's mind what it will be like when the happy Nevuah will be Niskayimu as well. And it's remarkable because the happy Nevuah that he speaks about is one that
Yeshua's
came as famous. You get to see every time you go to Yerushalayim. As a matter of fact, there's if you know where to go in the old city, off to the side, there's a playground with benches on the side, and they have that Nevuah as a higher inscribed. Oh, Yeshua's came as famous before Yerushalayim. The older people will be sitting and relaxing in Yerushalayim. And the children were playing. Imamish, can you imagine how Rabbi Kiva would be dancing if he got to see what we take for granted, to see so many Nevuahs that we're so used to the fact that they're in play, we're so used to the fact that Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim is something we take for granted. The quality and quantity of Talmud Torah across the world, and Yerushalayim in particular, is singular in Jewish history for several thousand years at least. The Kibbutz Galus that the Chumash tells us about, the Yishayahu and other Nevi'im expand on, that there were hundreds of Jews in Eretz Yisrael, and thousands, and then tens of thousands, and hundreds of thousands, and now millions. The exponential growth in the number of Jews over the last century or more, and one after the next. And in a certain sense, Yal Kulam, Navi Yecheskel, Perek Lamed Vav Lamed Zayin speaks about. Shayel talks about in the Elena in the Shevet Nechemta. He describes Eretz Yisrael as like this woman who had no children, never had children. And suddenly she turns around, and her table is full of her children. And like she's, where do all these children come from? And that's what Gula is going to be like. Like Eretz Yisrael was barren of her children, and suddenly her children are there. And Nabi Yechezkel says that the Eretz Yisrael is going to wait for her children to come back, and then Kadosh Baruch Hu will tell Yisrael when it's time for the trees of the hills of Eretz Yisrael to become green again, the trees to give fruit again. And I often think that if you can imagine an aerial video of Eretz Yisrael of the last 2,000 years, like a time lapse, like a hyperspeed aerial video to watch 2,000 years over the course of a minute or two. So for the vast majority of the time, it was basically barren and sandy colored. So that's how the Crusaders described it when they came almost 1,000 years ago. They were shocked. Whereas this Eretz Zavos Chol HaVivash that we read about, Mark Twain described this as centuries later, his travelogue, almost identical terminology. Where's the Eretz Zavos Chol HaVivash? Talks about how unusually barren Eretz Yisrael was. And over the course of a matter of decades, suddenly Eretz Yisrael like springs into green. And it's remarkable to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking care of us. It's remarkable to see the positive nevuahs unfolding before our eyes. And that nevuah in particular, the Gemara on top of Tzadi Ches Amnaf, Masach HaSanhedrin, says that is the surest sign of impending Geula. Gemara says, we see that nevuah of Yechezkel, be miskayemas, ein lecha keitz megula mizah. No greater, clearer sign that Geula is on the way, than to see that nevuah that we take for granted. That we take for granted. It's remarkable. Time to have. Part of the avodah is to be able to focus on the goodness and to focus on the Kaddish Baruch, the progress in the process of Geula that Kaddish Baruch is showing us, despite the fact that there is intense pain as well. It's a painful, at times excruciatingly painful, process of birth of this Geula. And part of the avodah also is to simply to not take things for granted. Look at those videos of people saying Shachianu at the time of Kamas Amadina and dancing. So we take these things for granted. We take these matanas from HaKadosh Baruch for granted. We take these, the kiyum of these nevuos, the increasing kiyum of these nevuos for granted. As mentioned a few, there are so many. It's the avodah of tonight and tomorrow is an avodah of Hodah. Like Hanukkah, like Purim, Rosh Hashanah develops very beautifully. The Alpidin, Yom Ha'atzmaut is very much in the same category, the same signon as Hanukkah and Purim. In many ways, the Avoda is similar. Rabbi Effie Unterman showed me just a couple of nights ago. He discovered with a lot of searching, he found the protocols, the minutes of the meeting of Rabbanim Rashiim in 49. I believe the meeting may have taken place at Chol Moed Pesach, I'm not sure, within the first year of Kamas HaMedina. They're trying to figure out some very practical things, trying to figure out how to get enough important enough kosher meat into the country, take care of this and take care of that. They're still staying up the system of the Rabbanot Rashid. And then in the middle they have a discussion about what Yom HaTzimut should look like. It's very fascinating. Talk about halal, with a bracha, without a bracha. Talk about Surah Soda, and they talk about Tanas Lavyonim. Taken by that. Getting stuck is a very, very profound way that the Kol Yisrael gives Hoda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Stuck is a profound part of Tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a profound part of Hoda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us. we give tzedakah in return. And particularly in the model of Purim, give matanos again. Today is a day to mechazek our benam l'makom. Today is a day to mechazek our benam l'chaveru. In very, very powerful ways. One just final closing thought, and we'll turn to the next haschalah of tonight. From just my own hargasha on Yom HaTzmaut, Rabbi Akiva believed in the nevuas before he saw them as well. But when you're able to see it, it hits you differently. In Adam Shmi and Lavia. So we believe that Munah Shlem, the Yitzias Mitzrayim happened. We still believe that Munah Shlem, that Kadosh Baruch Hu took care of us the time of Chanukah, the time of Purim. We celebrate those Yom Tovim. And at the same time, it's an avoda to plug into that. And it's many Bali Musar have said that, you know, that line that we quote from the Mishnah Psachim towards the end of Maggid, that Chai Vadim Liris has asked me, the Yata Atim Yishim in Mitzrayim, that's avoda kasha shev mikdash, harder than eating matzah and eating mar and so forth, is to be able to feel personally connected to Geulos of yesteryear. Yom HaTzmaut Yom Yerushalayim, my mother lived in Mandatory Palestine. Wasn't that long ago. We all know people. Some of us know people who remember Yerushalayim during those 19 years when it was divided. Some of us personally remember Yerushalayim during those 19 years when it was divided. Some of us remember what Eretz Yisrael was like before there was any Jewish sovereignty. And all of us know people who remember that. So it's like a nisim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mataras from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kisses from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we have seen, that we know, we have seen people who have seen. It makes it so much more tangible. I find personally that this is incredibly mechazek the rest of the year. To be able to allow Rabbi Akiva, but positively, and here you see Chazdei Hashem and Nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nisim of the flows. You see such incredible Siyata Deshmaya and Gilu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Eretz Yisrael that we can feel and touch, that feels that's so close to us, that enables us to, that gives us power, adds more power to our Pesach, it adds more power to our Shavuos, it adds more power to our Chanukah, to our Purim. Tonight to tomorrow, days of, I would say, very, 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 very powerful avodah. The potential is tremendous. And the shafa of growth today is something that can really spill over to an entire year. So thoughts to carry with us. Mitzvah Shem.